Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavor. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1460.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
It's the Kia Season of New Traditions sales events. Red and Kia is celebrating the season with joy, gratitude, and incredible year-end savings. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we're giving a heartfelt thank you to our veterans and the brave men and women of our military. Since 2006, Red and Kia has been your trusted hometown dealership. During our holiday sales event, take home a brand new 2026 Kia Sportage. There's always a military incentive rebate at Red and Kia. Visit us at 418 East Cypress Avenue or anytime at redandkia.com.
The following program is pre-recorded.
Larry Elder here, the sage from South Central, the prince of Pico Union, the czar of common sense, the great Eldersky, Don Lorenzo. Welcome to the program. No victocrats allowed because we've got a country to save. So let's get her teed up!
You want to play rock? Say hello to my little friend!
What the hell's going on out here?
Ooh, that's a bingo!
888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243. I am Larry Elder. We are Salem News Channel. I've long said that whoever said that compound interest was the greatest force in the universe has never encountered white guilt. This is a Kentucky State Democrat, number 116.
I'm going to be honest. I don't feel good about being white every day for a lot of reasons. Because it's a point of privilege that I get to move through the world in a way that so many of my other colleagues and friends and family members in, of the community don't get the privilege to do. And I'm just a female, but just a woman, just a white woman. If I was a white man, I would be functioning from a point of an even greater privilege. I think we're missing an opportunity when kids have a moment to reflect about how the color of their skin does and does not allow them to move through the world.
Where do you start with that? In 1997, Time Magazine, CNN, did this massive, massive poll of white and black teenagers. And they asked them whether racism was a major problem in America. And not too surprisingly, both of them said yes. But then they asked the black teens the following question. Is racism a big problem, a small problem, or no problem in your own daily life? Is racism a big problem, a small problem, or no problem in your own daily life? 89% of these black teens said racism was a small or no problem in my own daily life. In fact, more black teens than white teens agreed with the following proposition. Failure to take advantage of available opportunities is a bigger problem than racism. More black teens than white teens agreed that failure to take advantage of available opportunities is a bigger problem than racism. End of quote. Can you stop the nonsense? I can move through society easier than a black person can. Everywhere. Several years ago, there was a front page article in the LA Times. These were about black workers in places like Beverly Hills and about the bigoted slash racist encounters they had. One black guy was an electrician. He shows up and some white woman turned the hose on him. Another guy was a contractor. He shows up, hit the dog on him, letter carriers, about the various things that happened to them in areas like Beverly Hills. article came out, I was having some work done on my roof. This was in the mid-90s. And the guy who was working on my roof was white. And he told me that he was doing a roof job in Compton, which is primarily Hispanic black area. He said somebody shot at him. Now, none of the people complaining in the LA Times article ever had anything like being shot at. And I have a friend who's a longtime writer at the LA Times. I'm pretty sure he's still there. I won't mention his name. We were having dinner. And I told him about that front page article in the LA Times. I said, now where is the front page article in the LA Times about whites who worked in places like Compton and Inglewood and the kinds of experiences that they had? And he said, we're off the record. That article will never be written. Nobody has a problem with black people complaining about racism, but there'll be a real problem if we write an article about white people complaining about racism. And he happens, by the way, to be white. He said, we're off the record, but I will concede to you that article will never be written. Now, what's the way of escaping poverty? Hard work, accountability, learning a skill, a trade, getting an education. There have been many, many studies showing it is easier for a black person with a given SAT and GPA to get into the college of his or her choice than a white person because of race-based preferences. So if the way to escape poverty and get to the middle class is education, you could make a case it is easier for a black person to get the kind of education he or she wants than a similarly situated white person. Can we knock it off? I can move easier through the world as a white woman. Let's hear it again, number 116.
I'm going to be honest. I don't feel good about being white every day for a lot of reasons. Because it's a point of privilege that I get to move through the world in a way that so many of my other colleagues and friends and family members and of the community don't get the privilege to do. And I'm just a female, but just a woman, just a white woman. If I was a white man, I would be functioning from a point of an even greater privilege. I think we're missing an opportunity when kids have a moment to reflect about how the color of their skin does and does not allow them to move through the world.
To move through the world. You know, there are more poor people in America than there are poor white people in America than there are poor black people. The percentage of poor black people is higher, but the overall number of poor white people is higher. Can they move through the world with ease, too? And right now, as we speak, people in Haiti are lining up for a shot at a lottery to get to America. Why? They won't be able to move through the world as easily as a white person can, according to this Kentucky lawmaker. Racism has never been a less important factor in American life than right now. 2007, during the presidential campaign, the two major candidates on the Democratic side were Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton. A black male, white woman. On the Republican side, John McCain, Mitt Romney, a Mormon and a man who would be 73, 74 had he been elected. Gallup asked Americans, would you not vote for a black person? Referring to Obama. 5% of Americans said they would never vote for a black person, no matter how well qualified. Would you not vote for a female? 11% said they would not vote for a female. 6 points more than the percentage of people who said they would not vote for a black person. 24% said they would not vote for a Mormon, referring to Mitt Romney. That's almost four times as many people who said they would not vote for a black person. And regarding John McCain, who would have been 73, 74, 75, I forget what number, had he been elected, 42% of Americans say they would not vote for somebody that old. Now, obviously, the attitude towards voting for somebody that old has changed because President Trump is older than that. But I'm just telling you, in 2007, during that campaign, according to a Gallup poll, very respected, a greater number of Americans said they would not vote for Hillary, or not vote for Mitt Romney, or not vote for John McCain, than said they would not vote for Barack Obama. Can you knock it off? When Barack Obama walked into the Oval Office the third week of January 2009, his approval rating was almost 80%, even though he won with just 52% of the vote. How did that happen? 80%? Hadn't done anything. Hadn't signed any executive order. I think he won his Nobel Peace Prize by then. Because so many people who did not vote for him said, at the very least, he'll stop the nonsense about racism being a major factor in America. He'll stop the nonsense that America is systemically racist. Can you knock it off, Kentucky state lawmaker? I'm old enough to remember when Barbara Jordan from Texas wanted to run for Senate. She said, zero chance of it happening. Now Jasmine Crockett is running for a Senate in Texas. This is not your grandfather's America. I'm Larry Elder. Relief Factor loves hearing from pain-free customers and hopes we can help you next. Kim writes, before trying Relief Factor, I struggled just to make it through my work days. I'd collapse on the couch at night, aching everywhere. Within a few weeks of starting Relief Factor, the daily pain began to fade. Now I'm keeping up at work, and I still have enough energy left for my family, end of quote. Kim is a story of thousands of kitchens, office desks, and factory floors. The story of parents having more love to give and more strength to share. Relief Factor doesn't just ease pain, it restores evenings, laughter, and the simple joy of being present. And I felt the difference too. Relief Factor is 100% drug-free and targets the inflammation that causes pain, so you can move better, feel better, and naturally enjoy life again. Try the 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Just go to ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF. Let's see if you're next in getting out of pain.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
My debt problem started probably about 2016. I needed my life to change financially. I called Trinity, and I ended up joining based on high credit card bills and high interest rate. And my counselor at Trinity has been great, and Trinity has been helping me to get on the right path of paying off these credit card bills, bringing down the interest rate. They have consolidated my bills into one low monthly payment. And now I am finally getting out of credit card debt. So I just want to say thank you, Trinity, for showing me a better and greater path.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-793-8548.
My name is Sharon, and soon I will be debt-free for keeps.
1-800-793-8548.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So, what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope. That's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Father, Staff Sergeant Randolph Elder, says hard work wins. You get out of life what you put into it. And now, here's Larry Elder.
888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243. Larry Elder, Salem News Channel. Now, I want you to know how thankful I am for you. Whenever I turn to my audience to join a worthy cause like my Angel Tree campaign, you never ever let me down. Thanks to Angel Tree, kids with a mom or dad in prison are reminded year-round, but especially at Christmas, that their incarcerated parent still loves them. In Prison Fellowship volunteer Stacy Campbell says she'll never forget the first time she got to bless a prisoner's child with a Christmas present, made possible by donors just like you.
And it was a little boy answered the door, and I said, oh, here's a gift from your dad. And it was just this, oh, he remembered me. Yeah. And I think the whole gift kind of fades into the background. It's that connection and that realization that I belong, and my friends are having Christmas, but I'm having Christmas too. I'm worthy as a little kid, and that's the part that doesn't leave you.
What a special blessing children receive from the Angel Tree program. But with Christmas just 14 days from today, now it's your turn to share the love of Jesus through a donation to our Angel Tree campaign. Just go to my website, LarryElder.com, and click on the Angel Tree banner. Or you can phone your gift to 888-206-2855. That's 888-206-2855. For a gift of just $90, you can bless three children of prisoners with a personalized Christmas present, a personal note from their incarcerated parent, plus every Angel Tree family is also given access to a free, easy-to-read copy of the Bible in English or in Spanish. It's getting late, but there's still time to make Christmas special for a boy or girl who really needs hope. Today, please go to LarryElder.com, click on the Angel Tree banner, or you can phone in your gift to 888-206-2855. That's 888-206-2855. LarryElder.com, Angel Tree banner at the very top. When I was practicing law, I decided that I would leave the law firm and start an executive search firm specializing in lawyers. And when I told the partners I worked for that I was going to leave to do that, first of all, they tried to talk me out of it. I was well regarded. They thought it was a step down because it was sales as opposed to practicing law. And the chairman of the litigation department, his name was Charlie Kirk, great guy, really liked me a lot. And he said, and it's pretty much verbatim what he said, "What are you going to do about the fact that you're black?" Close quote. Now, we're talking about 1979 in Cleveland, Ohio. I said, "Well, Charlie, I feel that if I have a service that is competitive and of high quality, I'll get business." And he said, "Good answer." I was surprised he raised it. I got a letter a few years ago from someone who said, "Dear Larry, I hope you remember me, but several years ago, we were on a sailboat in Lake Erie, and I was complaining to you that I didn't like what I did for a living. And you said, 'What are you going to do about it?' And I said, what do you mean? And he said, are you going to sit around and BMW? Are you going to do something to change your future? By the way, the guy happened to be white for optics. And he said, it was like somebody just slapped me in the face. I thought about what you said. I want you to know now I'm running my own company. I do between $10 and $20 million in sales. I have a number of people working for me. Had it not been for you, I don't know what I would have done. I think I would have continued feeling sorry for myself. About a year ago, maybe 2 years ago, I'm at an airport. Young man comes up to me, 35, 40 years old, very well dressed, black man. And he says, I cannot believe I'm seeing you. I grew up in the inner city, never knew my father. I was angry at the world. I thought the world was against me because I was a black man. And I heard you tell a story about your father and what he overcame. And it woke me up. I'm now the third highest executive at a major stock company. You would know the name if I said it. And about a quarter of all the offices report directly to me. I owe my success to your inspiration. I've gotten lots of letters like that over the years. I've had lots of encounters like that over the years. And all I can tell you is what my eighth grade dropout dad told me and my brothers over and over and over again. Told my brothers and me, don't send me a letter and say, Larry, bad grammar. Told my brothers and me over and over again. Hard work wins. You get out of life what you put into it. You cannot control the outcome, but you are 100% in control of the effort. Before you moan or groan about what someone did to you or said to you, go to the nearest mirror, look at it, and say to yourself, what could I have done to change the outcome? And finally, my father said this, no matter how hard you work, how good you are, sooner or later bad things are going to happen to you. How you respond to those bad things will tell your mother and me if we raised a man. This is America, for crying out loud. And to have people like the Joy Reeds of the world, who, by the way, they don't preach what they practice. Joy Reed went to Harvard. Joy Reed succeeded, even though she got fired, in arguably the most competitive field, which is entertainment / media. There are no real barriers to entry. You have to have gone to a particular school. And she's successful. And then kicks back and tells you how you're being held down by the man. It's pretty despicable. I can move through the world easily as a white woman. What did Kamala Harris say? We eat no for breakfast. And then turn around and tell you how oppressed you are. Some years ago, the most powerful person in California was a man named Willie Brown, who was Kamala Harris's mentor, by the way. He was Speaker of the Assembly for something like 15 years. By the way, it's why we have term limits here in California, because they couldn't get rid of the guy. Left wing, black guy. Jim Crow South, I think he's a son of sharecroppers. So he's having a press conference. He's wagging his finger at all these white reporters who were intimidated by him. He said, every one of you owes me. Every single one of you persons owes me because of my background. Every one of the most powerful person in California, more powerful than the governor, wagging his finger, telling these white reporters how oppressed he is and how they're responsible for his oppression. It's just unreal. What's holding you back? What's stopping you? I saw a graph of how much homework a black kid does every night versus a white kid versus Asian kid, night and day. How many free throws do you think the average NBA basketball player shoots every night coming up? But you don't spend that kind of time on math, sciences, English, literature, really? I'm Larry Elder.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law. Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and I Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio. Find out what's happening in our town, our community, and our nation. That's Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m. right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
Out here, Christmas isn't found in bright lights or fancy gifts. It's in the hands that help, the hearts that give, and the neighbors who always show up when it matters most. At Grange Co-op, we're more than a store. We're a family of farmers, friends, and believers who never stop hoping for a better tomorrow. This season, let's gather close and celebrate what truly matters. Love, community, and the magic of being together. Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays from Grange Co-op.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Show now at 888-971-SAGE. That's 888-971-7243. Eldorado's Let Larry Know What's On Your Mind.
888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243. Chuck Schumer says that anti-Semitism is a real problem in our society. We're going to talk about that coming up. Michael is in Pasadena. Michael, you're on the Larry Elder Show. Thank you so much for calling.
Hey, Larry. I kind of disagree with you. I think the families of George Floyd, Trayvon Martin, and Breonna Taylor think that this country is definitely racist.
I'm sure they do.
You know,
doesn't mean they're right.
Oh, okay. Well, how about this? I got an acronym for you. Obama, O-B-A-M-A. Obama's blackness accelerated MAGA's ascendance.
Oh, that's real clever, Michael.
So you have Trump.
That's real clever, Michael. Let's talk about the specific cases you just now mentioned, George Floyd. You think what happened to George Floyd had to do with his race?
Yeah, it did.
Did you watch the trial?
No, I didn't, Larry.
Well, I did. I did, and the lead prosecutor was a black man. And, George, and Michael, let me tell you something. The lead prosecutor never even hinted that what happened to George Floyd had anything to do with his race. In fact, Derek Chauvin was never charged with a hate crime either statewide or federally. Never once did he even suggest that what happened to George Floyd had to do with his race. But you do.
Yeah, many people agree with me.
I'm sure they do. What's the evidence? What's the evidence, Michael, that what Derek Chauvin did had anything to do with George Floyd's race? What is your evidence? Black cop, white guy, therefore racism? Is that your evidence?
I mean, we have a long history of this with police officers.
Of course we have a long history. We're talking about specific ones that you just now mentioned. Nobody is denying that the country was once racist. The question is it still systemically racist? And the answer is absolutely not. I'm sorry?
We have a racist president enacting racist...
Oh, for crying out loud. Okay, Michael. President Trump's racist. Now, let's go to the next one you mentioned, Trayvon Martin. President Obama said, if I had a son, he'd look like Trayvon. The person who shot and killed Trayvon Martin, George Zimmerman, was found not guilty. Now, there weren't any blacks on the jury, but there was a black alternate. And the alternate said that he agreed with the verdict and that race had nothing to do with it. And Breonna Taylor, you're talking about the woman in Kentucky, I believe it was, who was with a drug dealer, and they were trying to arrest the drug dealer, and she allegedly was shot in her bed. She really wasn't shot in her bed. That's all you got? You know, there are more unarmed whites killed every year than unarmed blacks. There are more whites killed by the police than blacks. Do you know a guy named Tony Tempa? I'm sure you don't. It's on YouTube. Google Tony T-I-M like Mary, P like Paul, A. Google it sometime. Watch what happened to him. He happens to be white. Mentally ill. Held down. I can't breathe for at least as long as what happened to George Floyd. He died. Officers weren't even charged. There was a civil lawsuit, but officers weren't even charged criminally. Google Kelly Thomas, Fullerton, California, also on YouTube. A guy who owned a business, wanted to shoo him away, mentally ill, homeless guy. But the bar owner knew if he called the police and said, there's a homeless guy near me, please get him away, they wouldn't come. So he lied and said he was breaking into cars. He wasn't. Police show up. He resists. It's all on YouTube. One officer put latex gloves on and said, I'm going to F you up, except he didn't say F you, and beat the crap out of him. The Orange County Register said it was probably the most savage beating at the hands of the police in American history. He's white. Three officers were charged. One of them was found not guilty. They decided not to try the two others because they figured the verdict would be the same. Again, there were civil fines paid, but nobody went to jail. White guy. You don't even know his name. Now, there is zero evidence, as I said before, that what happened to George Floyd had anything to do with his race. The lead prosecutor, in his opening statement, the most important part of a trial, took pains to say the police in general were not on trial. The Minneapolis police was not on trial. This individual was on trial for what he did or what he didn't do to George Floyd, said this lead black prosecutor. And, Michael, I would strongly urge you to calm down and go to YouTube and take a look at a video for free called The Fall of Minneapolis. And watch that and call me tomorrow. And you tell me you still believe that what happened to George Floyd had anything to do with his race. And I never said there's no racism, which is what you told my screener. There's plenty of bigotry in this country. Sounds to me like you're one against black conservatives. I said, it's no longer a potent enough force to hold anybody back. I'd love to know about your life. Did the man hold you back, Michael? I'm Larry Oden.
Belief Factor loves hearing from pain-free customers and hopes that we can help you next. Bill writes, I've been crawling under sinks and working long hours for decades. My back and knees took the punishment. I thought pain was just part of the trade, but Relief Factor surprised me. Within weeks, I was working without wincing. I could get down on the floor and get back up without thinking twice, end of quote. Bill knows hard work. He knows pipes, tools, and long days on the job. What he didn't know is how good life feels when pain stops tagging along. Relief Factor didn't change Bill's trade. It changed his tomorrow. I know it's been a game changer for me. Relief Factor is 100% drug-free, and it targets the inflammation that causes pain, so you can move better, feel better, and actually enjoy life again. Try the 3-week quick start for just $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Go to ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF. Let's see if you're next in getting out of pain.
If you're one of the millions of Americans behind on your taxes, if you're afraid to open your mail because IRS collection letters could be coming, listen carefully. The IRS is cracking down, taking paychecks, freezing bank accounts, revoking passports. That's a fact. But here's what most people don't know. There are official tax relief programs designed to help struggling taxpayers. Programs that could save you thousands if you qualify. No one knows these programs better than the experts at Optima Tax Relief. Optima's award-winning team will fight to protect your paycheck, your passport, and your property. Their tax attorneys and licensed tax professionals will work tirelessly to get you the best deal possible with the IRS. Every day, penalties and interest keep piling up, so don't wait. Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-965-1433. 800-965-1433. 800-965-1433.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
But join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click Apply Now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Make a statement without saying a word. Visit LarryElderShop.com for bold shirts, hoodies, and mugs. And get 20% off with promo code ELDER20 because we've got a country to save. 888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243, Larry Elder, Salem News Channel. And the Larry Elder Show is brought to you from the Relief Factor Studios. 800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF, or ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. If our friend Michael is still listening, this is for you, Michael. This is Denzel Washington giving a commencement exercise address to a historically black college, 134.
I'm going to tell about two, three stories. I'm going to keep it real short.
I remember my graduation, speaker got up there, went on forever, blah, 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 blah. So I'm going to keep it short. Number one, put God first. Put God first in everything you do. Everything that you think you see in me, everything that I've accomplished, everything that you think I have, and I have a few things, everything that I have is by the grace of God. Understand that. It's a gift. I've been protected. I've been directed. I've been corrected. I've kept God in my life and it's kept me humble. I didn't always stick with him, but he always stuck with me. So stick with him in everything you do. If you think you want to do what you think I've done, then do what I've done and stick with God. Number two, fail big. That's right. Fail big. Don't be afraid to fail. There's an old IQ test was 9 dots. And you had to draw 5 lines with a pencil within these 9 dots without lifting the pencil. The only way to do it was to go outside the box. So don't be afraid to go outside the box. Don't be afraid to think outside the box. Don't be afraid to fail big, to dream big. But remember, dreams without goals are just dreams, and they ultimately fuel disappointment. So have dreams, but have goals. And understand that to achieve these goals, you must apply discipline and consistency. You've heard the saying, we don't plan to fail, we fail to plan. Hard work works. Working really hard is what successful people do. And in this text, tweet, twerk world that you've grown up in, remember, just because you're doing a lot more doesn't mean you're getting a lot more done. Don't confuse movement with progress. My mother told me, she said, yeah, because you can run in place all the time and never get anywhere. So continue to strive, continue to have goals, continue to progress. Number three, you'll never see a U-Haul behind a hearse. I'll say it again. You'll never see a U-Haul behind a hearse. I don't care how much money you make. You can't take it with you. The Egyptians tried it. They got robbed. That's all they got. The most selfish thing you can do in this world is help someone else. Why is it selfish? Because the gratification, the goodness that comes to you, the good feeling that I get from helping others, nothing's better than that. Well, one or two things, but nothing's better than that. Not jewelry, not big house I have, not the cars, but it's the joy. That's where the joy is in helping others. That's where the success is. I pray that you put your slippers way under the bed tonight so that when you wake up in the morning, you have to get on your knees to reach them. And while you're down there, say thank you for grace. Thank you for mercy. Thank you for understanding. Thank you for wisdom. Thank you for parents. Thank you for love. Thank you for kindness. Thank you for humility. Thank you for peace. Thank you for prosperity. Say thank you in advance for what's already yours. It's how I live my life. That's why I am. One of the reasons why I am today. Say thank you in advance for what is already yours. true desire in the heart, that itch that you have, whatever it is you want to do, that thing that you want to do to help others and to grow and to make money, that desire, that itch, that's God's proof to you, sent beforehand already to indicate that it's yours. And anything you want good, you can have. So claim it. Work hard to get it. When you get it, reach back. Pull someone else up. Each one, teach one. Don't just aspire to make a living. Aspire to make a difference. Thank you.
That was Denzel Washington in 2015 at a historically black private college called Dillard University in New Orleans. Did he talk about racism? About the bigotry in America that's holding people back? Some years ago when I was in law school, I was visiting my aunt who lived in Detroit. And as we were talking, doorbell rings. It's a buddy of hers in the neighborhood. So he came in. And he sat while she and I were talking about my first year in law school. I was talking about the classes I was taking. She was about maybe 40 years old. I look up and the guy's crying. I thought maybe I had said something to offend him, although I couldn't imagine what it was. I said, "Are you okay?" He said, "Yes, I just..." And he started crying. And he said, I wanted to be a lawyer too. But I got caught up in a bunch of jackassery and went down the wrong road. He didn't blame the white man. He didn't blame systemic racism. He was black. He blamed himself. Now, say something quickly about Relief Factor.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Ask yourself this question. Is it really worth holding on to that timeshare that you know you need to get rid of? Here's the truth. The average maintenance fee just went up over 17%. That could have been 117%, and there's nothing you can do about it. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check for annual maintenance and assessment fees. I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. For 15 years, I've helped over 50,000 families cancel their timeshare. Not sell it, not transfer it, cancel it. Did you buy a timeshare because they told you it was a great investment and your maintenance fees would never go up? That's a lie. Are you ready to get rid of your timeshare once and for all? Simply call us and I'll send you our timeshare exit kit that explains all your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley now for your timeshare exit kit. 800-822-1716. 800-822-1716. 800-822-1716.
You know, a lot of times you have to choose between something high quality or something that saves you money. But what if you could get both? Why not? Especially when it comes to health care, and that is MediShare. You get both. Many families save $500 a month with MediShare, and that's huge. But it's also true that people wind up way more satisfied, too. We know this from research of members. There's a lot they like about MediShare, but especially they love being part of something they believe in. And MediShare works, too. It has for more than 30 years. There are hundreds of thousands of members who love having telehealth if they need it. They love the huge PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or you're part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price in 2 minutes. Here's the number. Call 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE. 844-45-BIBLE.
Hi, I'm Todd Avakian.
And I'm Andrew Del Rey with Union Home Mortgage. Buying or refinancing a home isn't just about numbers. It's about people, families, and dreams.
That's what drives us every day, helping folks lower debt, secure better terms, or finally own a home they love.
We've had the honor of helping Charlie and Erica Kirk and Hugh Hewitt. We bring that same care to every client we serve.
Whether you're buying, refinancing, or consolidating debt, we make it simple and personal.
Visit andrewandtodd.com or call 888-888-1172.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies supplements. Changing the world one life at a time.
I thought about it for a while before I ordered them, but I love the smell of them. So It's a good thing.
Start your journey with Balance of Nature supplements. Go to balanceofnature.com and get 35% off your first preferred set with free shipping as a new preferred customer by using discount code BALANCE.
To the sage, Larry Elder.
888-971-SAGE. 888-971-7243. Coming up, Gavin Newsom says California is poster child of poverty and homelessness. It is. And guess whose fingerprints are on the problem? Schumer says anti-Semitism is rampant in our society, but he didn't call out Zoran Mondami for his anti-Semitism. Tim Walz says his masculinity scares Republicans. Really? All of this and more, 888-971-SAGE. Larry is in Lancaster. Larry, you're on the Larry Elder Show. You, sir, are well-named.
Thank you so much. And also, you're not retarded like that guy called you the other night. He was wrong. You're brilliant, and I appreciate it.
Thank you.
I just wanted to add one thing. I wanted to add one thing to the Ramos situation and the Kelly Thomas beating. It's often left out. When he put the gloves on and said, I'm going to F you up, he did say, if you don't get with the program, and that's pretty important.
I agree. And again, there were three officers that were charged. One was found not guilty, and they dropped the charges against the other two because they felt the jury would reach the same conclusion. Again, comply, you won't die.
Also, in the Trayvon Martin case, one of the most left-out phrases ever, and I'm going to put you on the spot and see if you know it. What did Zimmerman say on the operator said, we don't recommend that you do that. He was asking Zimmerman, are you following? Zimmerman says, yes. The operator says, we don't recommend you did this. What was the reply of Zimmerman? Very important.
I don't know. I don't remember.
He said, all right. Now, it doesn't prove what he did, but it's kind of a, when you think about it, it's more of a cooperative statement, all right,
right,
in reference to we don't recommend you. Those kind of things are always left out, and it's very unfortunate.
It is important. Thank you very much for that, Larry. I appreciate it. And he mentioned Breonna Taylor, which was, I believe, Louisville, Kentucky, if I'm not mistaken. Same thing. The officers were not acting incorrectly, and that's what he comes up with? That's all you got? Those are your examples of how much racism there is in America? I mentioned this many times. In the 64 or 66, Martin Luther King was being interviewed by British television. And he said, the changes that I've seen in America in the last 2 years have surprised me. Well, I believe in about 40 years' time we could have a black president. If you do the math, that's almost exactly when Barack Obama got elected. Now, I said this before, and I think this is a very, very important point. Barack Obama won with 52% of the vote. January 2009, walked into the Oval Office. His approval, based on one poll, was 70%. Another one, the LA Times, had it at 80%. Can you imagine Trump having a 70% or an 80% approval rating? Obama hadn't done anything. And it shows you a whole bunch of people who didn't vote for him nevertheless wanted him to be successful, or at least wanted him to make a statement about race relations. And yet we're supposed to act as if racism is this big potent force right now in 2025. It's nonsense. And you're poisoning the country by pushing this narrative. 888-971-SAGE. I'm Larry Elder.
You know, a lot of times you have to.
Shasta Lake and neighboring friends, the Queen of Dragons has your back with premium products at prices that work for you. As the longest standing dispensary in the area, our local team knows exactly what you need. Our shelves are stocked with the freshest flower in town. From our premium, fresh, and local line to our budget-friendly options featuring Emerald Junkies and Tricana Boys. Don't miss our famous Flower Friday deals. Top quality at unbeatable prices. And for the green thumbs out there, clones are now in store for the growing season. Join our Dragons Reward program and earn points with every purchase. Stop by 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard in the city of Shasta Lake or call us for delivery at 530-276-9771 or check out our menu at thequeenofdragons.com. The Queen of Dragons,
premium offerings, unbeatable value just for you.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.